Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Johnny came back with you. Zach Nelson now joining us, the head coach of the Horton girls. Horton has a 1-1 start to the season so far through the first two games. Back on Friday, a solid 40-35 win over Pleasant Ridge. And then Tuesday night, went up against Valley Falls and fell short offensively, only scoring 24 points in a 36-24 loss. So, Coach, kind of an up-and-down start here to these first two games. Just what have been your thoughts to the first couple?
Well, I think the biggest thing is our girls are still learning to how to play with each other and play, you know, what our style needs to be as far as, you know, when are we going to move and everything. I was really happy with Friday's effort. We were down at halftime. We were nervous. I mean, we're a young group, but we were nervous, but we were able to collect ourselves. Malia helped us out with that big time, helping those girls kind of calm. And then we were able to, you know, make some shots, and then one thing led to another, and, you know, we gained confidence in that second half, and we were able to take over there. And then Tuesday night, last night, we weren't able to do that. We were nervous pretty much most of the game, and we weren't able to kind of collect ourselves as well as we did on Friday.
Yeah, you talk about Malia Soto. She was the one returner that you thought you were going to have to lean on quite a bit here early on, especially an all-league girl from a year ago. How much impressed have you just been with her leadership so far through the first two games?
Oh, it's been really good. I mean, we really need her to be that leader for us. I mean, she's got the most experience as far as, you know, playing at this level. And, our girls are still kind of still trying to get used to this, you know, the speed of the game, because it is fast. It's a lot faster than they're used to, and we need to get them right and slow them down, and that's where she needs to, you know, step up, and she has been. But just constantly just remind their girls that, hey, it's okay, you know, we're here, we're going to be there with each other.
And now you look ahead here, you've got Jeff County North coming up on Friday. That's always a tough place to go in and play as JC, and they're coming off a tough loss on Tuesday night against Morimount Academy. So what do you look at here going out into this matchup with JCN?
I mean, just trying to, you know, like we talked about to the girls, we're going to try to control the things that we can control, and, you know, we can always control our effort on defense. You know, we need to make sure that our defense is right. We got to make sure that we finish our defensive plays, you know, with our good solid rebounds, hitting our guards, and, you know, for our outlets and stuff. But we played them two games really close. They were fun games. I'm looking forward to another fun game with them.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations again with that win over Pleasant Ridge there on Friday night, and good luck against Jeff County North coming up on Friday. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
Yep, no problem. Zach Nelson, head coach of the Horton girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, brought to you by the Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed.